Hey, this is Tim Mackey at The Bible Project. This coming weekend begins Christian Holy Week, which goes from Palm Sunday, that's on April 5th, and then through Good Friday, and then to Resurrection Sunday on April 12th. And all around the world, many followers of Jesus will not be gathering to celebrate. The social distancing policies that now define most of our lives make it impossible for us to gather on Resurrection Sunday in the year 2020. And that's really sad. I'm celebrating Jesus' resurrection, at least for me, and I know for lots of people, it's one of those annual events that really bolsters our faith and our hope in God's love. And so not being able to gather for Palm Sunday and Resurrection Sunday over the next week, we can just add it to the list of so many tragic realities that are unfolding from the coronavirus outbreak. And something struck me this week as I was pondering this. The story told on Palm Sunday is also laced with tragedy, isn't it? As Jesus is riding into Jerusalem and the crowds are celebrating him as the new king of Israel, Jesus, we're told, is sad. He's actually weeping. And it's because he knows that this week he's going to bring God's kingdom on earth as in heaven through suffering and dying. Jesus coming to Jerusalem began a whole series of conflicts with the city leaders that put a huge target on his back. And when he is eventually arrested and put through a sham trial and executed on Good Friday, for Jesus' family and friends, this was the ultimate tragedy. What could be more unfair than the unjust death of an innocent man who loved other people so well? And for the people around Jesus, it surely was just another reminder of how things work in our world, that might makes right, that death is the end for us all. But Jesus saw things differently. He said many times beforehand that his death would actually be the place where God enters into human pain and suffering, allowing it to overwhelm him unto death, so that he could overcome it with the power of his love. And while the resurrection of Jesus does not somehow magically erase or undo the tragedy of suffering and death in our world, it does tell us something very important, that not even tragedy or death can separate us from the love of God. This whole COVID-19 outbreak is truly a tragedy of global proportions. There are so many people sick, so many people dying, and there are so many people that are yet to die. People's lives and livelihoods are turning upside down. And for religious people, this raises, you know, the biggest question of all, where is God in all of this? And there is no simple answer to that question. But every year, for 2,000 years, followers of Jesus have responded to that question by simply telling the story that begins with Palm Sunday. In our suffering world, followers of Jesus believe that God is to be found in the person of Jesus riding a donkey into Jerusalem, where he will die alongside us and for us as an act of love. And so this year, let Palm Sunday become a chance to meditate on the character of a God who chose to suffer with the world that he loves so much so that he could rescue it. May God bless you and keep you this week, and may he give you peace as we enter into Holy Week in the year 2020.